This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. There's an implied intention behind every podcast that I do. I'd like to share it with you, and that is that I wish for you, maybe wish isn't maybe the best word, I have the intention that you have a better life, that you have a more successful life, or perhaps a more healthful life, or more joyous life, or less stressful life, more abundant. Whatever is successful for you, that's the life that I want you to have. These podcasts, if you think about it, you know, on the surface, it's a combination of, hey, here are some things that are wrong in the world. Here are some things that you can do to be prepared. Here are some things to watch out for, and so on. But I want you to understand the context is always about how to make things better for those of you who listen and to give you information and know-how that you can incorporate into your own decision process. Doesn't mean that you have to follow everything that you hear on these podcasts. Doesn't mean you have to agree with everything. It just means that my intention is to help you live a more successful life, whatever that may look like to you. So with that said, you know, I hope that brings a new understanding to many of the podcast subjects that I choose. In other words, I don't complain or gripe about things or criticize things for the sake of criticizing. That's never my goal, not my intention. If I wanted to do that, I'd be a movie critic. You know, if you just want to criticize people for no reason, be a movie critic or be a TV show critic or something, or be an arts critic, because that takes no qualification. That takes no knowledge. Anybody can be a movie critic. You know, you can think you're an expert at criticizing movies because you watch movies, you know, which of course is nonsense. But if I just wanted to criticize things all day, I'd be an arts critic. I'm not about just criticizing things all day. I'm about helping you discern the difference between things that don't work and things that do work, and helping you prepare for the things that will go wrong in the world as many events converge toward, well, chaos or disaster or systemic failure, the various things that we are facing. And you might be wondering, why do I do this? What motivates me to do this? And I've been a teacher my whole life. When I was even young, when I was a teenager, I taught a computer camp. I literally taught it was a summer computer camp. Now, this was back in the days of the Apple II computers, the Apple II Plus and the 2E and those, the early, this is pre-Macintosh, okay? And I was actually, I was a programmer. I was, I think, the first kid that anybody knew in my area that had a computer. And I learned how to program from reading computer books and did a lot of programming, wrote simple games and things like that. And then I taught other kids how to run Apple computers. And so I actually taught a summer camp for kids. And I really enjoyed that, and I found that very, you know, very fulfilling, and was able to help impart a lot of knowledge to a lot of people. And then throughout my life, in various ways, I've been a teacher. I've taught, you know, I've done lectures and seminars. At one time, I toured throughout Southeast Asia, and I taught seminars on computer security. I know, I've never mentioned that really before, I don't think. But I went through Hong Kong and Malaysia, Taiwan, other countries, Singapore, and did big lectures on computer security. This was when I was in my early 20s, and had large audiences, and, you know, taught people a lot about computer security in those days. There's actually a picture of me in the South China Morning Post, believe it or not, from, I don't know what year it was, 1991 or 2 or 3 or something like that, of me doing this lecturing and public education. So I've enjoyed teaching my whole life, and even as I got older and I became interested in nutrition, I decided that, you know, that would be very important to teach people about. That was my focus for many years under National News. But then now, as nutrition, you know, I've covered all the basics of nutrition many times over the last few years. And now my focus is on the future of human civilization, which comes down to liberty and freedom and, you know, resisting tyranny and totalitarianism. With, of course, I always talk about science and medicine and nutrition and agriculture and things like that, but now what I see as the most important issue of our time is freedom and liberty. Because even in medicine, you have assaults on health freedom, you have medical kidnapping, you have medical tyranny, you know, forced vaccinations, mandatory euthanasia is a policy that's being talked about in some sectors, especially the left-wing sectors of society. Now, they'll start with voluntary euthanasia, and then they'll make it mandatory, just like vaccines in California. Started out voluntary vaccines and then mandatory vaccines. And they always say it's for the good of society. It's for the greater good, they say, while they're killing your children or maiming them or neurologically damaging them and so on. So I've always had that overlay of health and medicine and freedom, but now what I see is a much bigger issue of our time, which is resisting the insanity of the left, resisting the ignorance and the lunacy of the brainwashed masses who tend to be leftists, and understanding that there is an attempted communist coup in America today. It's been planned for many decades, and there are many people in Washington who are communists and who are trying to dismantle the freedoms that America enjoys today and replace our republic with a totalitarian left-wing communist regime. That's been their goal for a long time. They're not shy about it. This is not a secret. It's an open secret, if you will. They openly talk about it. So what I see for the next few years, in case you're curious, is that I will continue to speak about liberty, freedom, the importance of individual choice in many areas, including food and politics and health and economics and so on. But I am here to use whatever influence I have and whatever voice I have to fight for the freedom and the abundance of future human beings, and also for their health freedoms and you know, natural health rights and natural health capabilities, you know, ability to grow and purchase herbal medicine, for example. That's something that I want to support people and defend people's right to do. Cannabis, you know, medical marijuana freedom, cannabis freedom, herbal medicine, acupuncture, Chinese medicine, all these things are an important part of this battle for individual liberty in the realm of medical freedom and health freedom. And those are things that I absolutely stand for and that I will help defend. So if you're wondering where I'm going with all of this, it's very simple. I'm going to continue to record podcasts, write articles, publish websites, produce videos, all these things and some other things as well. I'm going to continue to run the science lab. I'm going to continue to work for humanity, for knowledge, sharing knowledge, uplifting humankind, and helping people heal and helping people protect their access to natural medicine, as well as firearms for self-defense. Because to me, personal freedom in owning firearms is exactly the same as personal freedom for owning herbs or growing herbs or using herbs as natural medicine. These are all divine rights that you see reflected in nature. In nature, you see plants making their own medicine and using that medicine to defend their lives. You see plants having self-defense mechanisms. Some plants actually produce toxic gases and they have a chemical attack on neighboring plants in order to survive. In fact, your common dandelion does that. So there are plants probably in your yard right now that also practice self-defense. These are natural principles that are reflected throughout Mother Nature, and that's why they are divine rights that I believe all humans must possess, that all humans must have access to, because no man has a right to take away rights, divine rights, from other men or women. And that's something that I believe very strongly. So I will continue to use this platform for transparency, empowerment, uplifting humanity, sharing knowledge, preparedness, self-reliance, all of these things that really matter in the long term. I'm not interested in entertainment. I'm not interested in fashion, travel, sports. What else? Hollywood. I'm not interested. Not interested in luxuries. I'm interested in the future of humankind. I'm interested in protecting knowledge and sharing knowledge. And I'm interested in protecting individual human liberties and freedoms. So that's what I do. And I thank you for all your support. Couldn't do it without you. And I am really working to do the best I can with all of this to make it as effective as possible so that I can reach the greatest number of people possible. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.